Log Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to another episode of Tuned In with Tanya, where we are connecting intuitively, inspirationally, and insightfully of all things spiritual. So I welcome you today. Here we are in the middle of, or the beginning of March, and we just had a solar eclipse, so the energy is high. Emotions have been very high, this energy of empowerment and all just all good stuff. So again, I welcome you to Tuned In with Tanya. I am your host, Tanya Melendez, psychic medium, the tarot life coach. And today's very special guest is someone that I have had the pleasure of working with several times. And every time I learn something new about the beautiful spirit that is known as Jamie Salop. So I want to tell you a little bit about Jamie. Jamie is a Lilydale trained psychic medium. I know Lilydale is one of those places where you dream of going. You know, it's one of those vacation destinations for psychics. And it's one of those places where it's all full of psychics. It's a whole little town. And so beautiful Jamie was trained there. She's also a internationally best-selling author, and she is now doing something amazing, which is Marvelous Messages. And that is how she is connecting to connecting people to their divine right everything. So I'll let her talk about it instead of me, and tell us all about what she's up to, what's going on, and more about Lilydale. So hello, beautiful. I welcome you. Thank you for being here on the show. Happy Wednesday. Welcome, Jamie.
Hey, happy Wednesday to you too. I am just so excited to be here. I woke up at like 3 a.m. and was immediately like tuned in to today and all things that are going to occur. So I am ready and ready and ready.
Yay. I love hearing that. Because you know what it does? We have to sometimes turn on our channel. You know, people ask me all the time, oh my God, you know everything about me. And I say, yeah, but I'm always listening. I don't purposely try to check everybody's mind. You know, that would just take too much time, right? So it is just such an amazing tune in. And since you were up at 3 o'clock this morning, tell us, what were you tuning into this morning at 3 o'clock, Jamie?
Oh my gosh. You know, I am just in a place right now where I am just so open to opportunities, and you know, they are around everybody and available for us everywhere. And it seems like, at least for me right now, they are coming at me in droves, and it's exciting to me because it's like, oh, I can try this and I can do that. And oh, I want to dabble my hands in this. And, you know, sometimes you also have to kind of pick and choose and decide which ones are going to be the best for you, or try to prioritize and figure out, you know, which thing to focus on first, because really we can't do it all. And it's not really beneficial to do it all, at least not all at the same time. But it's just an exciting time. Don't you find that too?
Oh my gosh. Yes. And more. Yes. I mean, again, like I said, I felt a shift yesterday. It's been building, you know, since October, it's really been building into the shift. And now that we've come into this 9 year, self-care is important. Again, we're looking at what are our values, especially now in the United States with the presidential race. We're looking at ourselves and saying, is this really what we're about? And not just as a nation, but as our own self. So a lot of introspection, a lot of, I don't want to categorize it as self-help, but it is self-awareness, self-enlightenment. So everybody is going towards the light. A lot more people are open to the things that before, you know, Jamie, I know you know this yourself too, that things we couldn't talk about. We couldn't talk about, you know, some of the things that we can so talk about openly now. I mean, I remember being called a charlatan, a witch, all kinds of things. Oh, you brought voodoo.
Yep.
Oh my God. And all these things. And I'm like, where are you getting this? I said I was a spiritual teacher and a psychic. I didn't say I was rising people from the dead. That's what Jesus did, but okay. You know, so yeah, this enlightening time, it's quickening, isn't it?
It's it's wonderful. I mean, that's the only thing I can think of, is because I'm also seeing people who have been downtrodden and been through what I call being tossed in the waves. You know, they go from like one chaos to the next, and they're just like, where can I find some stability and some peace? And they are also waking up and realizing that there are ways that they can find that peace that they're looking for. And you know, we all face challenges. We all have stuff that happens to us. I mean, that's part of life and part of the growing process. But being able to find that, I guess I want to call it that solid rock that you can hang on to, or that life rope that, you know, kind of keeps us stable and keeps us in a happier state of mind, I guess, you know, just more peaceful and able to deal with some of the issues that are thrown at us.
You know, you're so right on the money too, Jamie. I have to say that a lot of us are realizing that we have to have that connection to that inner light, to that spirit, to that connection to that something that is bigger than us. I definitely am seeing a lot of that as well. It's hard though now, because I don't like to use words like hard and bad, but I have to say it is frustrating, because we are, as light workers, up against a wall. You know, the old regime, the old ideas, the way things have been done that have created our capitalist society are not wanting us to go back to spirit. They're saying no, no, no. But again, then we see, you know, celebrities like DiCaprio talking about the environment and racism and things like that. So people are really starting to become awake and aware and really want to do something, because it's happening in our bodies as well. And we're realizing Earth is breaking down because we're feeling it in our bodies. That's why I feel that there's been this surge of people passing, because they're getting ready for a lot of changes and a lot of forgiveness going on. So wouldn't you say that too, Jamie? Have you been feeling that there's just this something that you can't put your finger on?
Well, and I agree with you. For me, it started late September, mid-October, and it was just like all of a sudden it was what started out as kind of like a slow roll started to pick up momentum, and the shifts definitely happened. But I also found that, how do I want to put this, that I had to step into those shifts. You know what I mean? Where there was a lot of choices that came at me, where it's not just, you know, it's not just going with the flow as much as making a decided decision to change some things or be better at some things. I spent a lot of time last summer doing KonMari, where, you know, you suddenly get this real respect for the items that you have and that you want to keep in your life. And you realize that there's a lot of clutter and let's just call it stuff that you just no longer have attachment to anymore and no longer need. But it's still a choosing process, a process where you have to choose to let go, a process where you have to choose to clear that all out and deal with that mess. So as part of that choosing, there's also a healing that's taking place through that. And you were talking earlier about a forgiveness, but the, you know, I see it as a total healing package, where by letting things go and also opening ourselves up to new possibilities and new potentials, that's a healing process that's flowing through. I also see what you're talking about, a surge of people passing. Absolutely, I have seen that. You know, we never like to let go of those loved ones in our lives, and it's so hard sometimes. But I am seeing that in not just my family, but, you know, in what I want to call my internet friends, families. You know, I am seeing a lot of that since, Thanksgiving. So, and I guess I should say American Thanksgiving, because not everybody celebrates that at the same time. But
yeah, no, that's exactly what I'm saying. Like, I can definitely feel there's this energy that is changing things, Jamie. And even some of the things that I thought I would never, you know, or I wasn't going to discover or study myself, I'm realizing now it's been a part of this is the next step, you know. And I'm like, oh, wow, I knew it was there, but I never thought it was for me. And then I'm seeing it from a different perspective because I had to see it from a different perspective. And I'm really talking about shamanism. I had this energy around it, thinking this is, you know, for Indians. I kept the respect. To me, it was a matter of respect of who am I to, you know, mess with this Mother Nature energy that has been, you know, passed down through ages through these people. And now, of course, here I live in Mexico and the energy is just coming down. I don't have a choice now. You know, it's like you said, you have a choice, but I said, I'm open to being who I'm meant to be. And so the universe said, okay, here you go, beloved. Step into now, you know, and I'm like, oh, I wasn't ready. But it says, yes, you are. Yes, you are. So, yeah.
It's you know, scary I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, I read this article. It was before the start of February because it was before the Chinese New Year kicked in. But it was talking about how the fire monkey year was coming in. And it was talking about this, the particular article I read talked about education especially and learning opportunities. And that's something also that I'm seeing where, you know, again, with all the opportunities coming at me, a lot of them are educational opportunities to learn new things and to, I don't even know how to explain it. It's like they're training me to go in the way that I was meant to go. And so as these opportunities come, you say, okay, now I'm stepping into that. And you can see how it's like the next step on the path where you're heading.
That's exactly it. It's like I didn't even know that's where I was going. And then it was like, wait a minute. I've seen this before. I know I'm supposed to do something, but now, you know, kind of thing. Like I said, with the shamanism thing, I was thinking, oh, you know, maybe one day I might be interested in something like that. But now it's like, boom, Tanya, now it's time. And I'm like, really? I'm ready now? Yeah. And so I'm immensely, it's like now saying, okay, if you've brought it to me, you're going to bring it through me. So let's go. Let's start this healing process. I feel it. It's like the next step. And I'm really excited about it because I know that's the reason, one of the reasons that I'm here in this natural, beautiful habitat of Mexico to connect truly and fully with the energy of the land and the mountains and the water. So, all right, universe, I'm ready. Bring it on. Shaman Tanya on the way.
Well, let me share this because it's kind of along the same lines. And it's something that happened to me, but I think it'll help listeners as well because, you know, back in October, you know, one of these opportunities came to me and I started immediately thinking, oh, you know, I can't afford that. And then the awareness came to me that I was turning down a lot of opportunities simply because I was judging them against income or potential cash flow. And I realized that that was a breakdown of my faith because especially like when I went and trained at Lilydale, I didn't say, oh, I can never do that because, you know, that would be a lot of money. What I said was, I really want to do this and I'll find some way to do it. And as I stepped into that possibility, the income and the people that I needed to help me and all of those other things came in behind that step forward. And so this October, the same thing happened. When I made that realization, I said, wait a minute, let me step back and look at this opportunity and take the money equation out of it first and say, is this something that I really want to do? Is this something that I feel is guiding me and is on my path? And is this in alignment with who I want to be? And I kept getting yes, yes, yes. And so I knew that I had to step out in faith to do this thing that I felt led to do. You know, I call it, you know, the desire of your heart, the deepest part of your heart, I feel, is always kind of like in tune with the beat of your heart saying, you know, whether it's to speak or to heal or to reach out and help others, there's always that underlying driving force. And it's like once I realized that I had actually kind of lost faith in myself temporarily, And faith in the universe to provide were the things that we need and the things that we really want to do, everything just opened right up. And so I hope, you know, that helps some of your listeners as well because, oh, my gosh, you know, how many things do we hold off because we just don't have enough faith to step forward into it. And remember, all we need is that mustard seed of faith. So I really felt the need to share that.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for that. Because again, I'm sharing this because it is a personal journey for me. And I'm sharing this with everyone and I'm sharing it with you too, Jamie, because you know I adore you and love you. And I know that you have highly sensitive and intuitive ears. And so, yeah, I just am feeling this very strong urge to step into this bigger pair of shoes that I always thought, you know, maybe when I'm older, you know, kind of that older mother maiden, I'll be, you know, a medicine woman for, you know, as an older woman. But I keep forgetting, because when I look in the mirror, and this is an absolute truth, so I look in the mirror and forget that I'm 44 years old. And so I am like middle age. I'm not crone, but I am the woman. And I'm thinking, oh, how much longer do I need to wait, you know, to learn this? So it was like Spirit said, okay, you've been saying for years you've been wanting this. And so now here you are. And I'm like, I'm middle age? Oh, shit. I guess I better learn this stuff now. So I'm super excited about this next phase. This, I think, really, too, with the opening of yesterday, the message was very clear, again, about us being a part of the healing collective. It is no longer about me. So once I step into this beautiful, you know, ceremony and initiation process for myself, it's for me to grow and become a better healer. And so that's why I want to make sure everyone knows that even though I'm talking about this is for me becoming this is for in service. And that is what we are here to do as light workers. We are here to guide, provide, and support and love you and heal you through your next steps as we continue on our next steps. Because don't you feel, too, that it is a process of always learning and unlearning? And that's why I might be two steps ahead of you or you might be two steps ahead of me, but we're all on that cycle moving upward, you know, laterally up, not vertical. It has nothing to do with the past and the future. It's all about that connection to the light moving up into spirit.
And isn't it amazing, too, you were talking about how once you got closer to nature and in a beautiful surroundings of setting, isn't that amazing how that too like attunes you and wakens you? Because I found the same thing starting last spring, and with the weather that we're having here in right up on Lake Erie, and we just had 70 degree weather today, which for us to have that in March is like a miracle. I mean, normally now we would have 2 or 3 feet of snow on the ground, and I just cannot wait to get outside and put my hands in the soil and play with my plants and just touch things that are growing and green. And I was never like that. I used to laugh about having a black thumb instead of a green thumb my plants would just kind of keel over and die, and don't anymore. And my husband said, I guess you can't say that anymore. And I said, I know, I don't know what happened, but it was just a tremendous thing to like step out into nature more. And it's amazing how that also plays a role in the healing process and the growth process.
Oh, my God, yeah, absolutely. I buy myself fresh flowers every single Wednesday because we have an open market, like a flea market here for the fresh food and fresh fruit and flowers. And so it is my self-care, but more than that, it is my connection in the house. And, you know, of course, I want to add plants and flowers, but I just look outside and there's this beautiful purple tree I've never seen in my life, and it's just hanging here, and purple being my favorite color, I get to see this in bloom. And you're right, it is the nature. When I go to cities now, I'm just like, oh God, no, it's too much. I need this little small town feeling. I might be a total diva, but I absolutely love that, this energy of the connection, the community, the smallness. I really do love that. So I'm a diva in a small town, I guess. Because I love it. I absolutely love it. It has made a huge difference in my everything. So you're absolutely right. And of course, that goes right in alignment with me stepping into my initiation process. So yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah. So I know we've got so many people listening and wanting to connect with you through some readings. And so can I ask you, I always like to ask my guests if you have any little bit of insight for me. So our guests get a little peek at how you work, what you do, and see if there's anything. And then we'll pop over to some listeners and let you connect with some of them. How does that sound, Jamie?
That is I love being connected because I was thinking, you know, I just really would like to do something for Tanya.
Oh, cool. Thank you. Thank you. I'm so grateful.
I love that you said, let me explain the way I like to work. And I do two things are my favorite things to do. And one is to simply, you know, connect and say, well, you know, who's here for you kind of thing. But the other thing that I really love to do, which of course ties in with all my books and writings, is to just connect as far as what I call the language of pain or the language of our ailments. And let me explain that just briefly. The way I find that people understand it is, for example, when my son first started to drive, he was out in the driveway and he hollered, "Mom, come quick, my car is bleeding." And I run out, and sure enough, there's this red puddle of liquid under his car. You know, it was transmission fluid, but he didn't have a mechanical language. He didn't understand, you know, what to call that. You know, he didn't know transmission fluid. So he made up a language to explain what he saw based on what he knew, right? So I find we do the same thing with our common aches and pains and, you know, the silly little maladies that we get that, you know, they're not usually serious enough to go to the doctor, but we wake up with maybe a sore shoulder or some kind of, you know, crick in our neck, and we're like, what's that all about? And, you know, maybe we take some kind of aspirin or rub some, you know, essential oil on it, but it's, you know, it's still there, and we're trying to figure out what it means. Or and that's what I use, that language that we use to explain whatever that is, and then I get messages from that. So what is, if you have anything going on in your life right now like that, that's, you know, an ache or a pain or just some common annoyance?
No, actually, I'm healthy as can be. I'm feeling, I just feel so fantastic. I just came back from the gym. I've had my green juice, my beet juice, and my carrot juice, so no ailments. I do have a little bit of pain in a shoulder, and I don't know if that's just because I need to stretch or if I'm sleeping on it wrong, but it doesn't hurt all the time, but I do feel it if I do a little too much. So, but other than that, nothing, Jamie. Thank you for asking.
So that's awesome. So I can work with that, actually. And that's exactly the kind of thing I love to work with because, you know, it's not really, you know, life-threatening, and it's not anything that you would need a doctor for, which, you know, of course, I cannot treat or diagnose anything. I don't have any medical training, and I don't promise any cures or anything like that. So I always have to put that out there, you know, and the way I use it is to find, you know, a deeper spiritual meaning or find, you know, the next steps that you should use for whatever path you're on right now. So, you know, the first thing that I picked up when you were talking about that was the word that you felt like you needed to stretch it out. And I love that because when I look up the word stretch, I find that that means to draw out or extend oneself beyond one's limits. And I can see where that's a place where you're at right now, where you are, you know, stepping out a little further beyond what you were initially comfortable with. And, you know, sometimes that's a little, you know, we might call that a little scary, but, you know, it might be like a little tight, you know, it's like, oh, I don't know if I want to do this, you know, and there's like, you know, if you think about our muscles, how they're stretchy, you know, and so like if you stretch it one way, it's kind of taut, and it's kind of also got like a reverse effect where it kind of tries to pull us back. And so, you know, the place where you were at prior to stepping forward, you know, is like, it's still like trying to pull you back a little bit where you're comfortable, and you're like, no, I think I really want to make this step, you know, I think I really want to step into this, but you kind of have that initial tug of war before you finally are like comfortable in that new place. Does that make sense?
It absolutely does. It absolutely does. And it goes in a perfect alignment with what I'm sharing, like I said, about the initiation process of my beginning. Yeah, that's awesome. Yes, thank you.
And
Please.
so if you were, now let's take that one step further then and say, you know, if you were going to offer that some healing or offer it a fix, and if you had the, I like to give people magical abilities. So you have the ability that you can actually see where inside your shoulder there, and you can see and reach your hand in, even, you know, in make believe, you can, it's kind of like a movie, you can reach your hand in there and move things around or whatever. So what kind of fix would you offer that to make it not feel so tight? Or you know, I think, I don't think you used the word tight, but you just said it felt like you needed to stretch it out. I think you said it was just a little sore. And so how would you mend that? And it can be something fantastical. It doesn't have to be, you know, medically accurate or anything of the kind. It can be magical or.
I think what I would do is just ask for whatever it's the reminder for me to know. Actually, when I felt it this morning after when I was stretching, actually, I did say whatever this was for me to notice, I'm willing to let it go now. And interesting enough, I'm doing the stretches now and it's completely gone. And it's been there, a dull little pinch for a couple of months, Jamie. I'm not kidding. I'm absolutely telling. I'm like doing the stretches now over my head to see if I feel it. And I honestly can see it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It's gone. And it's been there for, like I said, a few months. And I didn't, wow, like I'm seriously, you can hear me stretching. So yeah, it's gone. Thank you. Whatever you did,
So,
thank you.
and that's what I would offer you is that your fix, you know, that to do that as you're stepping forward too, to continually ask, you know, what do I need to know? That's kind of the message to carry forward with the step forward and with the stretching forward is to continually ask. That's the message that you get that goes with that. So it
Oh,
all ties together.
fantastic. It
It's a
does.
neat
All
little
right.
package.
I've got it. I've got it. I'm on it. Awesome. All right. So, Jamie, I cannot thank you enough for that divine healing or whatever it was that you did. And so I appreciate your messages for me as well. So let's get into some callers. Yes.
Awesome.
I want to share some. I see we've got somebody here on area code 863, been holding the longest. Let's see if you are ready to chat with Jamie. Hi, hello, welcome to the show. You're on with Jamie. What's your name and where are you
Hi.
calling from?
Hi, my name is Julia, and I'm calling from Florida.
Hi, Julia. Thank you so much for hanging out with us today. And how can we be of service to you today, my darling?
Well, that's so funny you guys started talking about the physical ailments because I just made an appointment with my chiropractor. My left foot has been bothering me since like last Wednesday. And also my sinuses have been like a chronic thing, but especially like my left sinus. So I'm definitely having a, the left side is saying, hey. So yeah, that's kind of what's my body saying, look here, there's a problem.
So what I like to do is I like to look at one thing at a time because each thing offers a different message, and they can also combine to make like a giant message. You know,
Oh,
because I find
okay.
some people have like Tanya, she just had this tiny one little thing, and then some people say, oh my goodness, my whole body's a mess. You know, so I say, well, you know, each one of those little pieces has a little message for you. So let's look at the foot and tell me a little more about the foot. How is it bothering you?
When I walk, when I try to walk on it, it's like on the outer side, like your pinky toe, like back in there. Not the toes, but the foot part, like back in there and toward like where the opposite side of the arch, like around in that area. So when I try to step forward, I can get that little zing of ow.
And how would you, okay, like zing of ow, and how would you explain that pain besides zing?
Soreness, tenderness.
Tenderness.
I guess
Okay,
similar
this is
to like if
awesome.
you step on a rock when you're barefoot, how you're instantly like, ow.
So I can't believe there are some awesome words in your pain language, and I just love working with this. So the first thing that that I pick up is that, you know, moving forward, there's some, so I'm trying to use your language. There's something that you're getting ready to step forward into, or that's coming up on the horizon, and I want to say it's going to put a zing in your step, but like you're saying, like you're using that as a kind of a bad thing, but it actually means vitality and animation or zest. I mean, it's actually something exciting and enthusiastic. It's like, it makes me kind of think of an old Disney movie, you know, where they're all singing and happy and marching down. So like to have a zing in your step is actually a good thing. And then you're talking about the left foot, and amazingly, when I looked up the word left, I use an online dictionary because I can look words up really fast. So what you might want to do is, you know, later after the call is go look up some of these words that you mentioned, and you'll get even a deeper, what I call a dictionary aha from things that tap into your life. But they related left as to facing, as things turn toward the west. Okay, so it says when a person or thing that is turned toward the west when the subject is facing north. So they're kind of relating it to the west. So I'm thinking there might be something coming up for you from the west. And also outer, I'm going to just pull this one up really fast. Outer, you were talking about the outer side of your foot, which is outside or exterior. So something, you know, not connected to you. You know, there's, you know, maybe some new people that you're going to meet or a new place that you're going to go to. And it's going to bring this exciting thing to you. And the other word was arch. And, of course, we're talking about the arch of your foot. But it's also something you find in construction. Let's see what else I can pick up on this. Something bowed or curved. Let's see. I feel like the word arch is really going to play a role. So it might be something where maybe, for example, let's say you decide, you know, you're going to take a course or something, and that's the thing that you're, you know, kind of is going to come into your life. That's the thing that's going to put the zing in your step. And when you get there, you may find that you have to go through an arch. There may be an arch, so you could look for that to come up in your future. Here's one more. Bothering. You know, it's amazing when you look up words and we think we know what they mean, and then, you know, you look them up and you find out that they have other meanings that you didn't think about. Although, now bothering, the thing that comes up to me that hits me is a worried or perplexed state. So I think, you know, one of the things is that this thing that's coming into your life, this thing that you may be worried about stepping into. See, there's that worry. You know, it may be something that you're like, I don't know if I should do this, and I'm not sure if I should step forward into it. You know, maybe it's going to, you know, you're talking about kind of it being sore or painful. A lot of times when we have to make a choice to go forward, there's also what we're, you know, the worry about what we're leaving behind. And so I just want to assure you that what you're going to step into is going to be something exciting and exhilarating. So, you know, yes, you know, I can appreciate the worry about what you might be leaving behind, but don't worry about it. Step into the future. It's going to be good. So I hope that resonates with you.
Yes. Wow. That's an awesome new way of looking at things. So, yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. I appreciate
awesome.
You calling in, Julia.
There any way of addressing the sinuses, because that's been kind of a chronic all my life thing, and I've even had sinus surgery. That's how far it's gone.
Okay, so explain what happens.
It's like I'm always stuffy. My sinuses are always congested. Like, you know, you try to breathe out and you can't get any air in. And
I write things down too, so I can. Okay, so I'm going to look up. The first thing I can tell you, and I could probably tell you this without looking, but I'll look it up. So stuffy means lacking in interest. So it may be that there's been, and it also means dull or tedious or boring. So it may be that there's been parts of your life that just have not really been that exhilaration that you've been looking for, and that it seems like as you want to step out of that, you probably keep getting pulled back into it, or the, you know, a lot of times we have places in our life where the consequences of stepping forward seem complicated or difficult or messy, and so a lot of times we'll stay where it's more comfortable rather than step forward. Does that make any sense to you at all?
Yes,
and
yes,
congestion.
Yes. Oh my gosh, this is so wild.
And congestion, you know, the fact that you can't breathe, to me, I just want to reach out and give you the biggest hug, because it tells me that there's something that you really, really long to do, and you've been held back from doing it, and you just can't even get a breath to do it. And I just want to encourage you to go and do it. You know, listen to that little beat in your heart, and it starts out usually with two words, like I was telling Tanya earlier. You know, it might be to sing, to dance, to write, to build something, to create something. And then we have our life layers in things. The framework comes from our upbringing and our earlier life experiences. And so we add on to that. So for me, I wanted to write, but I also wanted to write to help people heal, because the framework that I grew up in led me to wanting to help others to heal. So we get this framework from our heritage and our earlier life. So, oh my gosh, you know, when you say you can't get enough air, I just feel like there's something that you've wanted to do for so, so long, and you just haven't been able to do it. So I don't know if that resonates with you, but my response to you would be, go and do it.
Mm-hmm.
Even just start in a little way. You know, sometimes we think, oh, you know, maybe you want to build a skyscraper, but start with one brick, you know, start with one brick. So, and the rest of the bricks will follow. So I hope that helps you as well.
Yes, amazing.
Oh, that's so awesome. That's so awesome.
Thank you so much. I hope you give your website and all your contact information so I can
yes,
fill you
yes.
the, you know, the rest, so just to let you know how on point you are. So thank you so much.
All right, thank you. My website is Marvelous Messages. MarvelousMessages.com, and you can also find my books there. Now, this process that I use, you can find that in my book, The Marvelous Messages Hidden in Pain, Illness, and Ailments. And also, if you go to my website, you'll find that there is a place where you can sign up to be one of my gems, which are gifts, events, membership, and spirit. I think. I can't remember what it all stands. But anyway, if you sign up on the gems list, there is an audio that you get. The first gift that you get is an audio that walks you through this process. So if somebody's listening and they don't get a chance to do this one-on-one with me, there's an audio that will walk you through that when you sign up on the gems list. So that's at marvelousmessages.com. So thanks for asking for that, Julia. I appreciate that.
Oh, for sure. I was going to let you pass it on. Of course, of course. But I have to ask you, Jamie, please make sure you tell them how they can reach you, how they can get in touch with you. Thank you, Julia, again for being on, because it's so on point. I love that message for you. And I also feel that there is some amazing healing opportunities on its way for you, Julia. So this is just a part of the master plan, my love. And just know that it's all good. It's all good. It's all good. It's all good. So again, Jamie, let's get back into it. Let's see who else we have here. We've got area code 561. Hello. Welcome to the show. You're on with Tanya and Jamie. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, ladies. This is Stacy from Florida.
Hey, Stacy.
Hi,
from
Stacy.
The planets have been crazy now, and I was just wondering if you see a job coming in soon.
Well, Stacy, I really don't do those kinds of readings. Maybe Tanya can help you with that. I like to mostly hang out with the aches and pains and that sort of thing, and also, you know, I do work with spirit in that way, but maybe Tanya would like to help you with that.
Oh, okay.
Sure, no worries. Okay, so. Hmm. there's been a career shift is what I've been feeling. Like you were doing something before and you finally said, I'm not doing this anymore. Like I feel like you either got education or you took a class and now you're at a higher or, a different level of where you were before. And so you're looking for something that fits that new skill or that new profession. And what I'm feeling for you is it's time for you to get comfortable with this new experience. I don't know if it's a new job or, like I said, a career change, but I definitely feel like whatever it is something new for you that you're kind of nervous about. So I need you to just expand into it and say, yeah, I can do this. I totally can do this. Like at the top of the hour when I was talking about stepping into my healer shoes, I feel like, becoming a shamanic practitioner is my next step. I thought, of course, like I said, that I would be much older in life, but I guess now is the time. So I feel like you're stepping into something new, too, and you're like, oh, my God, am I really ready? Am I really ready? And so, yes, beloved, you got to rock this. Know that you have all the skills that you need, and the new job is coming. I want to say it's going to be April. I don't know if you're going to be doing a lot of interviews at the end of this month. I feel like probably right before Easter, and then right after Easter, that first week of April, you will be kicking off a new kind of work experience or opportunity. How does that sound?
No, that is good. Whether it lasts, because I was at something for 4 months, and I want something that's going to, last months without weeks, just to get the right fit.
Yeah, because I keep feeling, like I said, you're testing something out. So keep doing that, because again, you're seeing what is good for you, and it's like you're just getting comfortable with this new experience of who you're becoming. So be okay with that, and even if it means that you're taking little jobs here, it's still okay, because I do see something big for you coming, like I said, in April, probably that first or second week in April.
It's going to last like how long about?
Again, honey, that depends on you. I'm not sure what your energy is about the type of work that you're doing, but again, I feel that let's get you the job first. Let's get you the job.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Let's not focus on the future so much. Let's just get you the job first, if that's what you need right now.
I've gone on interviews. I still haven't heard anything. I went like on four within the last few days.
Okay, well, give it time. Be patient. You have to be a little bit patient and trust that the universe is working for you, not against you. And remember that, excuse me, worrying is the opposite of prayer. So if you're worrying, you are not praying.
What I'm saying is when I was at that job 4 months, I still don't understand why that ended when I was doing such a wonderful job.
Well, do you need a new job or do you want to talk about the old job?
I need a new job.
Right. Right, I understand.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to say, sweetheart, is I don't need to know what happened about the last job. You need a new job, and so we need to move forward, not backward. So,
that's very encouraging. That's very encouraging.
Yeah, I need you to, like I said, I need you to focus on the now. What are you doing now? So you said you want some interviews. Again, focus on your strengths, not your weaknesses. And don't spend any more time in what happened yesterday or last week or 4 months ago, because that takes away the energy that you can be putting into being your awesome self and getting more interviews to get the perfect fit for you. I feel that you're taking jobs for the money, and that's why you haven't found a perfect fit. So I need you to be more patient and pay attention to what it is you really want to do instead of chasing money, because every time you chase money, you're always disappointed. So I need you to get very clear on what it is that you're here to do.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
I have good skills, but I was offered just a one-day thing last week, which was really beneath me, and I couldn't believe that's all they came up with when I have more skills than what they offered me just for one day, and one day a week can't pay the rent. You understand.
I do understand, but I want to let me check in with you really quickly, because the word beneath you, remember, if, at the top of the hour, I don't like to use the words good or bad or negative or positive because they carry weight. So the word beneath you makes it imply that you're, again, there is a step above you. And that's what I was saying at the very beginning. There is a step above you. It doesn't mean that something below you. That means that you would be an expert at it if you did it. Do you see what I'm saying? It doesn't have to be.
I agree to it, but I just don't understand why they didn't offer me something that I could utilize my skills and make more money, because that was low pay.
Right. Okay. So
and it was just a 1 day a week. Yeah.
Right. What I'm really feeling is there's some chakra healing that needs to happen in your sacral chakra. And I feel that stems from a very early childhood experience around finances. So if you'd like, we could talk about that further. You can go on over to my website at www.tarotlifecoach.com, and we can talk about that a little bit further. But I want to get back to our special guest, Jamie. So thank you so much for being on and listening, beloved. I hope that you got some insight and trust in that your perfect right work is coming your way. So I want to get back to Jamie and possibly another reading. We have another person here, area code 860. Hello, welcome to the show, and you're on with Jamie.
Hi, this is Susan.
Hi, Susan.
Hi,
welcome to the show. Where are you calling from?
Connecticut.
Awesome. Thanks for being here, Susan. What would you like to know with Jamie? Yeah, you're welcome.
I have a little bit of drama, family things going on, and so I've been a big support for my daughter, and so she wants me to ask if her, I don't know if you'd call him ex, but you know they're split up, has moved on.
I'm not sure if I understand the question. You're talking about a relationship that was from the past, and you're asking if they've moved on, or if you're asking about somebody who has passed away.
My daughter and her boyfriend had a baby together, and they've split up recently. And she kind of wants to know if he's seeing someone because, you know, this way she won't. I don't know. She just wants to know.
Well, so again, you know, it's kind of difficult to play the how do I want to call it, the we're actually going from like you to another person to a third person. So we're going in through three people to try to find out what the third person is doing. And that gets into kind of an integrity issue, because that third person out is not the person asking. So number one, it would be better if the daughter was talking. At least I could relate to her personally. And number two, that's still, again, for me, I mean, what I really enjoy doing is working with, you know, what ails you or that sort of thing. So if you have something that an ache or a pain that we could talk about, I could maybe give you some insight on that.
Well, she does. She has a lump in her breast, but she just wants to know if she has health problems. But basically, she's at work. So she said, call a show and ask us. So that's what I'm doing, because I'm home today from work.
Well, it's awesome that you offered to do that for her, but for me, it's better to talk to the person themselves, because what I work from is that person's particular language. So the way that you would describe it might be slightly different than she would describe it. In fact, I like to say that if you had twins and they both had very similar life experiences, and maybe they ended up with, say, for example, they both ended up with a broken wrist, they might explain it entirely different. So, it'd be better if she spoke with me herself. You know, that's the easiest way for me to explain it.
In my tense instead of their tense, it's probably better if I do that.
Well, what I'm saying is it would be better if you speak to me from you. I mean, maybe there's something that you need.
Yeah. I guess I could basically ask if I will be having any more grandchildren with the boyfriend that she might get back with. I don't know. Because she would like to have, we would all like to have the family from the same family.
Well, again, that's really not the realm that I like to work with. And I don't know that I would feel comfortable answering that kind of thing. I really prefer to work in the realm that I am an expert at. So
I'm just going about this all wrong.
I have to say the same. It's very difficult to read energy for another person without another person's permission.
You know, just ask a question about me, sorry. Do you think my job is stable where I'm at right now? Because there's kind of, I don't know, maybe budget issues.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I think what Tanya had been saying to the previous caller about worry and fret, and how I find that the more we worry about something happening, the more chance it's likely that it is going to happen.
Right.
So I think that also affects your performance at work, so that if you go into work every day worried about losing that job,
mm-hmm.
then everything you do, you're going to be second guessing it and worrying over it and asking other people, did I do that okay? Or is this okay? Or do you think I should do this? And you start to doubt yourself and you start to second guess yourself. And then that leads to a lesser performance that your employer sees. And then next thing you know, you're the one that is out when there's a budget cut. So I would say, look toward the positives. And the other thing that I noticed that when Tanya was speaking with the other caller is, you know, talking about the positives, sometimes when we lose a job or when life changes,
mm-hmm.
that's because there's something really good, better coming in the future. So
I do believe that, honestly. I do believe that.
So
that's even what I'm preaching to my daughter about the situation with her. I said, one door closes, another one opens. And
there you go.
God wouldn't mislead you, so... You know, that's the way I feel about it.
So I'll leave you with that and see, you know, we'll move on to another caller because, you know, again, that's really not my field of specialty. So.
Oh,
okay, thank you
so much, Jamie. And thank you so much for calling in because we do appreciate your calls. And I do appreciate connecting. Yeah. And, you know, the thing is, but, you know, being connected psychically, you have to remember that we don't have rules. But there are definitely moral, moral and value energy exchanges that we have to abide by. And so thank you for allowing us to, you know, connect with you in that way. And I apologize for not remembering your name, but, you know, letting us show you that, again, a person's energy, Susan, is connected, you know, to us for that spiritual reading and connection. So I do appreciate you being here and listening in and all of that. So thank you so much, Susan. I really, really do appreciate you. So it looks like we might have time for one more. I'm looking at area code 267. Area code 267. Hello, welcome to the show. You're on with Tanya and Jamie.
Hi, Tanya. Hi, Jamie. This is Crystal.
Hi, Crystal.
Hi.
Hi.
My question would be, recently I've been going through a hard time in a relationship with somebody that I've been with for the past 6 years. And I'm wondering if you see things working out, because right now we are not speaking.
Again, Crystal, what I would ask you is, what's going on with you physically right now? Are you experiencing anything in your physical body that we can maybe relate to this?
Lately, yes, there is something on the right side of my body. I don't know exactly what it is.
Okay, that's all right. And how would you explain it?
I would explain it as like almost if you felt like your body had, your hand was asleep, but I get that sometimes on my right, like my arm or my leg.
So I don't want to put words in your mouth. So I know how I would refer to that. So you're saying it feels like it's asleep. And what does that feel like?
Like tingles. I'll get like tingly, but it's like a pain tingly. And it seems to come a lot more when, you know, I am stressing.
And so I just want to remind, too, that I don't offer cures or treatments or diagnosis. I just do this for spiritual insights. So I'm going to look up tingle. Tingles. So, of course, we know that that's a sensation of prickles or stings or tremors. But it also can be to cause a sensation. So it's, you know, in the same way we were talking about how zing can be like a spring in your step, tingling can be like being all excited about something and be in anticipation. But I feel like with what we're dealing with and what we're talking about in this particular situation, I feel like the anticipation is also kind of a dread. It's almost like you have this sense that something, like the other shoe, is going to drop. Can you relate to that? And you,
yes,
you are waiting for that to happen, but it's kind of like a dread or a feeling that, I want to say it's almost like, you know, just get it over with kind of thing. But in the meantime, there's a part of you that's kind of gone numb in order to maybe avoid that. Because obviously when we're dreading something or we think something like a relationship could break off or we're concerned about that sort of thing, sometimes in order to protect that or prevent that, there's a part of us that we shut down. So that, you know, we're so afraid that we'll make a mistake or we'll do the wrong thing that we become numb. And the definition of that is incapable of action or feeling emotion. So I want to say that numb would relate to the incapable of action, that this is something that you don't feel you have any choice on or anything that you can do to fix it or help it. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And we also, the other word that goes with that, ironically, was asleep. Because you said your hand felt, or your side sometimes felt like it was asleep, which, of course, can be dormant or inactive state. So, again, I'm seeing this, you being afraid to take any action, good or bad, because you're so concerned about how this is going to turn out. And so let's do like we did with Tanya. And what I want you to do is look inside your body. Let's focus on the right side, which I like to think of the right as you want to do the right thing. So you're on the right side and you want to do the right thing. And I want you to pretend like you can see inside your body. And I want you to pretend that you are able to reach your hand inside your body. And what kind of fix would you make to make that tingling stop? And it can be fantastical or magical or...
I mean, it almost just feels like it just needs relief of tension.
And how would you do
like
that?
Take a magic wand and hit one of the bones and just send relaxing vibes through.
So what I would tell you is that your sense of worry about this relationship is causing you stress, and what you're saying from your own body is, I need to relax about this. I need to stop worrying about it so much, and I need to just relax. And I want to say chill, you know, but it was like take some deep breaths. And you know, my recommendation is, let me reach in there myself. You know, I feel, you know, when I tap in, what I get is a pinch of a nerve is a lot of times what causes a tingling kind of thing. And what that means is that something in this relationship, something that your partner, I can't remember if it was a boyfriend or
boyfriend, yeah.
Spouse. Yeah. Okay, boyfriend. So I feel like he did something, hit a nerve with you, that there's something that you didn't like or didn't set well with you. It wasn't right in your mind. You remember we're talking about the right side of you, so it wasn't right in your mind. So what I'm saying is kind of relax and step back a little bit, but also consider what that was that hit the nerve. And I think if you explore that, and maybe it's something that you need to talk about and bring out in the open and work on, you might also think about a fix and working on that. How do you reach in and unpinch the nerve? What's pinching the nerve? It might be coming from some other location in your body. So So it seems like that there's more that could be explored there, but I don't really have time to go fully into it. But that should help you to some extent, I hope. Does that resonate with you?
Yeah, it does. Because actually a few months back, and I never had high blood pressure ever in my life, but a few months back it was in my neck so bad that my shoulder was doing the same thing. That's exactly what I thought, a pinched nerve.
So, you know, there you go. But that also relates to a situation where, you know, something did not sit right with you, that something he did, you know, you just did not, it touched a nerve. And sometimes that nerve can be something that stems from a subconscious thing even, where, you know, you just didn't like how that sat with you, maybe because of something that happened in the past with somebody else, or because of something that even, you know, is on the subconscious level that needs clearing out. And a lot of times these things come to light so that you can clear them out, move past them, and have a happier, more peaceful life. So mm-hmm. I would look into that.
Okay, thank you so very much.
Thank you, Crystal.
Have a good day.
That was
you
awesome,
too.
Awesome. Thank you so much for that, Jamie. I really did feel a shift there for beautiful Crystal. So, Crystal, I'm glad you hung out and stuck it out with us. So, Jamie, please remind everyone, how can they get in touch with you and get some more personal one-on-one time with you?
Again, my website is marvelousmessages.com. I currently have a Marvelous Message session set up at a discounted price. So if they want to check that out, that's probably going to be going up significantly in the next couple of months. So they're going to want to check that out now. And again, remember, there's that free audio. If you didn't get a chance to walk through this with me and you would like to kind of test it on yourself, maybe you're not ready to have a one-on-one session, you can sign up for that gems list, and that first recording that you'll get will walk you through that.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being here. Our very special guest, Jamie, who is a three-time now participant and presenter of the Virtual Psychic Summit. So thank you so much, my beautiful soul sister, for being here. I wish you a beautiful rest of your day. Thanks for sharing your gifts and serving, sharing, and shining with us. So until next time, beloveds, peace and blessings. And I'll check in with you next Wednesday for Tuned In with Tanya. We've got some special stuff coming up next week, as well as our very special guest next week. It looks like I've forgotten my little list here. Next week, I'm sorry, we have Alyssa Jane, the author of some amazing books for spirituality and healing. So I can't wait to connect with everyone next week again. And until next time, beloved, peace and blessings.
This is the sound of a University of Phoenix student earning a business degree. What you don't hear is the University of Phoenix student studying in between shifts in his two-bedroom apartment while his children sleep. What you don't hear is this student defying the odds to succeed. Shouldn't that student be the candidate you take a longer look at? University of Phoenix. We rise. Learn more at phoenix.edu.